All right, this is Alex Glenn, and welcome back to the Marketing Automation Podcast. I'm here today with the guest, Nolan Clemens, and we are going to discuss chatbots. What is going on with chatbots right now? We'll do a quick high-level 10-minute, and then we dive deep into the value of chatbots for B2B applications. So this should be good. Nolan, are you with me? Why don't you give a quick introductory statement?
Hi, my name is Nolan Clemens with Clemens.io, and I run a growth marketing agency out of Dallas, Texas.
That's perfect. Okay, so we'll bang out this one real quick. The question on Quora is, aren't chatbots overhyped at the moment? So the premise of this is the hype of chatbots. Are they just a fun new toy, or are they a serious weapon for customer success, ads, recruiting, etc.? So the use cases that we'll dive deeper into in the second section are customer service, lead generation, recruiting, serving content. The main differences in use cases, fully chatbot powered, whether they are 24/7 all chatbot versus a conversation starter, where the chatbot starts the conversation, a human takes over, versus sort of an after hours only with an option to schedule something. So sort of give your users a little bit of information and try to get them to put themselves into your schedule. A few big tools that we're gonna mention, Maya.ai for creating and deploying custom bots into other applications like Intercom. ManyChat and ChatFuel for things like Facebook Messenger, and Drift.com. That's the conversion of web traffic tool, similar to Intercom, but focused more on sales. And then landbot.io for creating bot-based landing pages or embedding bots into content. So my view on this question, are bots overhyped at the moment? I'm more bearish on bots. I think it's a cost-benefit discussion. How big of a bot do you create? When is user experience suffering when you're deploying a bot? I believe they are useful in certain circumstances. You have to pre-screen people. You have to funnel them in one way or another. You have to give priority to certain levels of leads in your funnel. So I think in certain circumstances, they are very useful. And especially, we're seeing more and more proof that in Facebook ads, they are becoming very, very useful, especially on the B2C side, but we focus more on the B2B side. So we'll talk about where they are super useful on the B2B side. So again, I'm here with Nolan because he is much more experienced with chatbots as of late than I am, especially on the ad side. So Nolan's going to go ahead and give you his two cents on the hype or lack of hype around chatbots.
Do have quite a bit of experience of building and deploying chatbots for both B2B and B2C cases. And to answer the question of, are they overhyped? Chatbots may actually be overhyped in the sense that they are being marketed as the next big thing. But part of that lies within the Silicon Valley technology trends bubble. And in their case, they've learned not to overlook any new technologies because it's hard to say, to predict whether something will become the next unicorn or not. So that's part of their rationale. In general, they tend to be trendsetters and in some cases too early. However, marketers like Alex and I, as well as the product developers, the people that are building these tools and solutions, are the ones who will ultimately create the value and increase the effectiveness of chatbots. And they have to meet those basic business expectations in order to stand up to that hype. And we'll go over some use cases and other ways that they are delivering later on in the episode. And real briefly, at the very least, if you are uncomfortable using chatbots, you can at least use them as a way to collect emails or phone numbers and redirect these chatbot subscribers to those channels, because all you really have to do is augment your existing marketing channels and processes, and bots can help facilitate that. And we'll go over that for at least for some B2B reasons next.
Yes, sir. And I'm just showing on screen here a couple of the products that I mentioned that I have used with success, and a couple of the newer ones, Landbot.io. Very cool conversation starter that you can actually embed into content. So if someone's reading a blog and you want to just convert them via the conversation that's happening on the blog post, that's a really cool use case. You can also create an entire landing page out of this bot experience. Maya.ai, this one is a little heavier. I believe their plans start around 10 grand. And that is a product that you can build and train bots to deploy in other applications, as well as on your site or through your application. But the integrations, the reason I came across Maya.ai is they are one of the only bot building tools that have a native integration with Intercom. So they allow you to do really nifty things where you're deploying the bot inside an Intercom chat. And then Drift, I've used in the past to help convert traffic from blogs, especially, but any site, anywhere. And this is the Drift bot you see here on their homepage. I actually went through it. It says, hey, you're back. What's up? Do you have a question? I said, yes, I have a question. Cool. Let me see if I can help. The bot says, I said, how can I use Drift? And I was selecting from options, and the bot kind of goes through how you can use Drift. And then I paused. And this is the key here. I paused for about 30 seconds, and then one of their customer support people jumped in. So that's where I'm kind of for my personal use cases for customer success and converting traffic on the site. Definitely want to have the ability to drop a human in there, but we'll talk about other use cases, especially in ads, where you can power the entire funnel with a bot experience. So let's dig into question two. If you're going to follow along, there will be a link, and that question is, what are some good opportunities for chatbots to add value in B2B applications? All right. So, section two, what are some good opportunities for chatbots to add value in B2B applications? Now, I want to iterate the focus that we're going to take on B2B, so B2B marketing and B2B use cases, right? So, some of the use cases that we can mention here. That this person may be interested in. Number one, customer service, right? So an in-app chatbot that's maybe available after hours that kind of helps in some low fidelity way inside your application or inside your dashboard or even on your site. Lead generation like Drift, I showed in the previous episode there, or sorry, the previous section there. Drift is used for lead generation. Front-end visitors to the site, they can experience some bot that helps them kind of navigate the site or helps them get to what the site owner wants, which could be a demo request, could be a webinar registration, could be whatever. Recruiting, this is one I've dealt with a local company here called HireAbby.ai, which is doing some really cool stuff where a bot is powering sort of the application steps. Really great use case there. Again, B2B. Sorry, that's more B2C actually, but they deploy the bot and sell to other companies. Serving content. This is one that I think is really good. Serving content can be done on a B2B basis or a B2C basis, but instead of a filtering system on the front end of the site, like you see a category filter for a blog, that kind of stuff, you can actually deploy a bot in Facebook Messenger or through a chat widget on the website that helps kind of steer the customer or the prospect, sorry, into specific areas of the site that are more suited for what their pain points are. So you ask them some questions, and the bot displays relevant content based on how they answer that. And then there's another use case for internal stuff. So internal stuff for managing processes like Slack bots are a good example of this. So it's a bot-based system that just kind of, asks people certain questions, gathers some intelligence, and that's it. And what we're going to focus on are the two big ones. We're going to leave out, internal stuff. Not going to talk about recruiting on this one. But I do want to talk about front end chatbots. In this section, we use chatbots and tools like Drift to help with customer experience, prospect experience on the front end. A good use case for this is if you have a ton of blog traffic and you want to bring more of that blog traffic to your pricing page, to your demo page, but you do not have enough sales support or bandwidth to power a chat. So in this situation, you can use a chatbot. Nolan, you have some comments about this specific use case?
Yes. So from here, you can at least generate leads that can then be nurtured through automation. And we covered some of those in a previous episode, but this just ensures that any human energy that is exerted is well spent, because if you have a limited team, you want to make sure you really want to limit the amount of human interaction to only what is necessary or what delivers results.
Yeah. And if you're just listening to this section, I'll show this Drift situation one more time. This situation was me showing up on drift.com, and it has a little chatbot experience where the chatbot is just trying to filter me into a bucket. You know, am I there for press? Am I there for learning more about the company? I'm a potential customer. At which point I paused, installed, and then a human being actually jumped into the chat. So it was a good experience, I would say. Now, use case B, you require visitors to fill out a lot of fields on your site. This could be an application. You can set up a bot to gather the same fields you need from a long form, but in an engaging and fun way, a conversational manner. For this, I do suggest, the only product I know that can really do it on a platform, a dashboard standpoint, and deploy in the other tools that you may use is Maya.ai. So you can build the bot in Maya.ai, and it can act as, just imagine if you're talking to someone on the phone and that person was just collecting data. And at the end, you had an application. So this could be a credit app, a lease app, some long form housing application, some long form application that you want to convert to a chat, sort of a lead capture, right? Check out Maya.ai, and then Intercom is really great for this. You can actually embed Intercom using Maya.ai to power the bot. And a good aspect about using Intercom is at any time one of your support technicians can jump in, or one of your sales support can jump in as well. They have all of the triggers and all the lead captures and all of the the API integrations with your CRM, so that you can sort of capture data and push it right into your CRM and have it there in Intercom as well. So May on top of Intercom is a great use case for this specific example that I'm mentioning. And Nolan, you have a couple comments about that?
Yes, cross-channel is key for content marketing. So any way that you can publish to a user's preferred channel will increase the overall yield for campaigns as a whole. You just want to be careful that there's not any overlap or redundancy. Now, there will be some cases where you do actually want that as you're using bots, and we'll talk about this in the next section on Facebook Messenger bots.
Got it. And then I'll just rattle off a couple last ones here. Another use case is recruiting off hours for low-level jobs. Again, hireabby.ai. Hireabby.ai is a great tool out of Chicago. I know the founders there. They're building some interesting stuff for this use case. Another one is serving content. This could be done, like I said, via Intercom and AI and Maya.ai. But the premise is, use a bot to kind of help facilitate the pushing of traffic in the right direction and serving of the right types of content for that traffic. And you have one last comment that you made here that's valuable on use case D, Nolan?
Yes. So it also applies to B as well, I guess. And that's that studies have shown that the more input fields, the more information you ask up front, they result in lower conversion rates. So getting the info that you need in a way that's much more fluid, and that'll make people much more happy to give you that information. And as well, and it also applies to when they're serving content, that they get it in bite-sized chunks. So whereas in an email newsletter, you'd say, you know, check out this event's going on. You only want one touch and see what they're the most interested in.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a really great point. So, keep it low on the difficulty meter, and keep it valuable throughout. Now, chatbots for Facebook is the title of our second section here. So, in this one, we're going to focus more on the ad side of things and how chatbots can be beneficial for B2B marketing through Facebook Messenger ads. Now, the other options for using Facebook, it could be something similar to a chatbot that deploys on a Facebook business page. We've all seen the Join My Messenger newsletter chatbots. One that's picking up steam. So it's a drip newsletter that's served through a Messenger chatbot application, and opting into that chatbot is done. To that newsletter is done via chatbot, and then of course Messenger ads, which we'll dive into. But first, let's do the high level kind of state of the union. Related more to the first section, but what is going on right now with chatbots deployed in Messenger ads for B2B uses, Nolan?
Yeah, so the Facebook Messenger platform as a whole, it has over 1 billion active users, so it's a pretty well-developed channel. It also plays into Facebook as a whole, and most people would be surprised to learn that that's actually quite useful for B2B lead generation, and we'll do another episode just on that topic. But for chatbots, particularly, it's basically like it's a new sport. So it's like playing basketball in the sense that there's a quick back and forth. One team's going this way, the other team's going this way. And you also get higher click-through rates and open rates similar to the shot accuracy. So you're going to get a lot of touches and you can get very e quickly, easily get results. The other thing that's great about for Facebook bots is that you can see exactly where someone's dropping off in the funnel or as we say, the flow or sequence. And the other thing is you can tell as soon as for the ad, particularly as soon as someone opts in or engages, you know who they are and you can get most of their public information, which is, we've covered some prospecting techniques, but in this case, you usually don't get to know who the actual individual is. At best, we know who the company is. So with chatbots, you get to know who that individual is. There are some restrictions to the platform, and I'll go real quickly. And one of those is the 24 plus one rule. And that means that you can send and respond to as many messages within 24 hours from 24 hours after the last interaction from the user. After that, you only get plus one. And that's basically the equivalent to the dribble rule in basketball. So you have to dribble the ball as you're moving. And if you touch the ball with both hands to pass or shoot, you can only have 2 steps and you can't dribble again. Otherwise, that'd be double dribbling. So you pass or shoot. And if the user engages with either of those messages, then you can proceed the countdown basically starts over. The other way to send messages is through subscription, although you can't send promotional messages when you have them in subscription. So that's outside of the 24 plus one. You have to be creative and probably ask a question like, what problem, ask it something that's easy for them to answer. And then the other way out is through sponsored messages. And you can send whatever you want to these. It can be promotional or non-promotional, but it will show up as an ad inventory within the actual Facebook Messenger app as if it's a conversation that they're having. So that's very effective there. And the first use case we'll go over is for webinars. And for those of you that already have a webinar funnel set up, this can be great to help convert clicks to webinar registrations within the Messenger bot, because as I said earlier, you can extract emails out of this pretty quickly, and that's known as a quick reply. So a user doesn't have to type in anything. They just press on their email address, the one that's default to their Facebook account. So if it's their personal email versus their work email, they may have to type it in again, or maybe they don't really care. But once they're in that through Zapier, you can do multiple things with it. And basically, so not only you get their email and they get a reminder for the webinar, but you can also send the reminder for the webinar through the chat bot, as well as just selecting a time to do that, because that's one thing. There's a lot of appointment scheduling apps for email and managing people's calendar to choose a time where you're not booked, but you can also do this in a chat bot right then and there, and they don't have to leave. They don't have to leave Messenger at all.
That's a good point. Yeah, and you know, I want to kind of further develop that example, but you know, local businesses marketing to other local businesses in the B2B space here. You can have service-based businesses that, you know, are active on Facebook. So let's just say your audience are restaurant owners and GMs. These people, it's a great situation for Facebook because they have a requirement or a requirement, but sort of an obligation to use Facebook as well to market their business. Facebook is great for local promotions, especially restaurants and other service-based businesses. But, you know, your audience is on Facebook, so you know that they're there. And now the only thing to do is try to lower your CPCs, increase conversions, create really interesting ways for them to kind of get into your funnel, right? So I did this recently in the merchant services space where we had an ad, and maybe I can show you kind of the setup of the ad, but yeah, here it is. And I don't mind showing this. We actually rebranded and changed this company, but anyways, it was a an ad that actually showcased the personal assistant messenger bot in the image of the ad. So I had a call to action to learn more, but when they clicked, it opened, and I'll show you on screen here. And we tested a bunch of different messagings, but a really low fidelity chat bot experience. This one was just built off of Messenger's initial options for displaying a few questions. But obviously, if you use ManyChat and ChatFuel, you can create a much more robust app than what their out-of-box solution gives you. But the other aspect of Messenger, you can charge in these bots. So I think you mentioned this, but during your webinar registration, you can actually have a paywall in Messenger now. So that's very interesting. So in this situation, we were just trying to gauge the interest level of someone in the restaurant community, sorry, an owner of a restaurant, ideally, and whether or not they're, you know, paying too much in processing fees, right? And if they are, if they believe they are paying too much, whether or not they'd like to lower those fees or if they have any questions. When they clicked that, then it would go to the website where on the page, landing page that they got to, they would actually continue the conversation with the chat bot. We did that through Intercom, right? So that was done via a specific parameter that was on the end of the click-through URL. And when they landed on the page, the chatbot experience would continue. And if we were on hours, we would jump into the conversation. If we were off hours, the chatbot would just run through. So that's a very, very easy to understand use case of, you know, give someone sort of the initial information through the ad experience. And that's another thing that these chatbots do really well. Just like video ads, they give a good amount of information to the user and allow you to kind of decide during the experience whether or not you want to go one way or another. And depending on which way you go, the chatbot will give you what you need. That's the idea, and that's the use case that I like. So why don't you talk about giveaway contests, Nolan?
Yeah, so particularly for ManyChat, but I guess it applies to the Facebook Messenger as a whole, there's multiple ways to get new subscribers or for people to first interact. And we touched on ads. You click to message, and then you can start experience right there. You can visit their page. send a message through there. You can have a web plugin similar to some of these front-end tools. You can scan it, this QR code looking, which is actually pretty nifty. And then also you can leave a comment to receive a message from that page. And that's probably one of the most best kept secrets of chatbot or even Facebook marketing as a whole. And what in here's a B2C case, but I'll get into how it applies to B2C is for a local restaurant. They had a gift card giveaway contest, and they showed this GIF of the chef holding up two gift cards and just leave a comment below to enter. And a bunch of people enter comments. They'll tag their friends, so more and more people will see it. And then when they leave that comment, we start them in a sequence. And we, and in order to email, just give us your email. Thanks to that quick reply, so we get email right then. And that's how we do a random number generator, and we do it based on the email. So each email is an entry. Now for B2B, or actually I'll go in. So for the B2C ones, what they'll do is it can be a gift card for that restaurant. If it's a beauty salon, here's some shampoo or conditioner. Some they're winning something that's relevant to what they do. So for B2B, there's a couple of different ways to look at it. And actually, I just thought of one just now, back to these brick and businesses that serve other businesses. So let's say a print shop, you know, enter below, we're giving away 100 free business cards, or we're giving away a free banner to someone. And that can be useful. Hey, I actually need some more business cards, or hey, I need this. And even if they don't win, you can still start them in that sequence to place an order or make it easier for them. At the very least, once you get their email, then you can message, oh yeah, I meant to follow up with them. Then they can go through with that. And so it acts as kind of a double whammy to get wins both on the messenger front, mm-hmm. and also through the email front or phone number, whatever channel you like to use.
Yeah, I think I like that experience, or like the idea of that experience of the giveaway, the print shop giving away some business cards, you know, first chatting them up and making sure that they fit the profile, and then, you know, almost like surprising them with a, hell, you won, and go ahead and enter a few things and we'll send you off some business cards. I like that. You had one more here. It's a content marketing subscription via Messenger that we've seen a lot more of. But can you kind of highlight what that is?
Yes. So I covered a bit on the subscription messaging, and this is basically even back to the other use case we talked about. You, as a preferred channel, or even just to use this as the primary channel for content marketing. So if you have, similar to how you would have lead magnets in order to increase email opt-ins, mm-hmm. and then through the email sequence, you gradually generate leads through that. This is just another way to do that and to leverage the high open rates and click-through rates that Facebook Messenger can deliver. And as long as you make it conversational and non-promotional, for that's the main thing, because those are the rules of the platform. So you wouldn't say, you know, get 20% off this, or we're having a special on this. You'd say, you'd ask a question. That'd probably be the best way to do it. And depending on how they answered, and make it something simple and easy for them to say yes or no to.
Yeah.
And then you can deliver the, you know, here's our free guide or ebook on this subject, or whatever that piece of content is, if it's infographic. And the other thing we didn't cover is that you basically, with Facebook Messenger or any chatbot, you basically have the effectiveness that you would in, let's say, SMS, but you can also include rich media. So you can include photos, mm-hmm. a photo gallery for people to swipe through, you know, various options. You can include a video in there. So there's a lot of other things, and you get to leverage the network effects of Facebook as a whole. Particularly when people are sharing something or you know, and promoting this to their friends. So that's always think of creative ways to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I like that. So you mentioned a couple things there, you know, ask a question, some low intrusive, you know, just general question to help feed them through to different paths in your bot. So if anyone has not experimented with bot development, you create sort of like a tree. right? You create a QA sort of tree where if they answer this question this way, they go into this this path, and then if they answer that question that way, they go into another path. So when you create a chatbot, you have to pretty much lay out that entire path, and if you create another option in that path, you have to have an endpoint for everything. So some of these endpoints could be just linking to content somewhere. Some of these endpoints could be a video that you display. Some of the endpoints could be, you know, someone that's really interested and wants to book a demo with your service. So we didn't talk about like SaaS as a user experience, but one of, sorry, as a use case, but one of the ones I'm most familiar with is using this to make sure to convert users on the front end. So whether or not you're starting with a Facebook ad or starting with a, you know, some organic traffic to the site, you know, having that bot experience to help kind of steer them through the site is one that I'm very familiar with. And especially in the software industry, it's very big. And again, you know, with regards to ads in general, you know, the best case scenario is the ad would correlate and match specifically with the rest of the funnel the user is going to go through. So if you're going to use a bot interaction on the site, and you want to make sure that type of user is the type that's going to engage with a bot. Not all users will engage with your bot. That's one of the caveats there. But a way to guarantee that those traffic and those users, sorry, are going to engage with your bot on the site is to get them to your site using a bot. So although some final thoughts here, although I'm bearish or, you know, sort of kind of hesitant to develop entire scale, you know, entire enormous bot projects. I do use bots for small scale stuff like ads and just quick lead qualification stuff. And I, you know, I say this because I have built larger bots that do things that we've mentioned. And you know, although I really enjoyed it and it was a fun experience, I haven't quite seen the use case for the larger conversational bots that try to take control of the entire interaction. I think especially at higher price products and where the stakes are really high, you do want to make sure that a customer success person or a sales support person is available to jump in at any time. And that being said, I think Nolan has a really good take on the bullish view of bots and where they're at now and where they'll go.
Yes, and to reiterate, Alex, you actually brought up a great point, is that how you can have multiple endpoints. Chatbots can essentially act as a tesseract, for those of you that read A Wrinkle in Time. Basically, you get to transcend steps that people would have to take, like checking their email, or visiting a website. And, you know, so anytime you can reduce the amount of steps to where everything can happen in, within one place, and this could be especially useful for the payments feature, but that can increase conversions. It can help you on that front. And the other point is, I traditionally think of email as the most powerful channel when used properly, at least for organic media. So if you have 1,000 Twitter followers versus 1,000 emails, 1,000 emails will outperform the Twitter followers at the same amount easily. But if the chatbots can outperform email in terms of open rates and click-throughs, then they may become a great channel to use for B2B or even anything in that situation. So, and what would be really interesting is if LinkedIn somehow is able to open things up to chatbots on that platform, either through probably through business pages, but we'll just have to wait and see if that happens down the road. And the success of chatbots will mainly depend on how fluid the user experience is, and users will ultimately side on the path of least resistance. So if it's easier just to, you know, start up a chat and do that, if it's easier for them to fill out a form, they'll do whichever one. And this applies for your product or service as a whole. And that's something you have to think about, is user experience is key, especially if it can be instantaneous. So be sure to invest the time to make sure you test things out, as Alex was saying, and make any necessary adjustments, like if you want to bring in a human for this to have them jump in. So keep those in mind, and if you have any more questions or suggestions, feel free to let us know, and we'll follow up on that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. I think this is a very expansive conversation, or could be an expansive conversation. We can dive pretty deep into use cases. So if anyone listening does have a specific use case that they want us to answer or touch on or show how we would do it in an episode, we're all ears. So comment on this Quora question, or go to the Marketing Automation podcast, and you'll see an email there. But Alex at writetorevenue.com works. And then you can find Nolan as usual at clemens.io or in his Facebook group. And I'll have to pull that up here. And maybe he has a chatbot that you can grow, so you can engage with. But yeah, so I'm showing it on the screen here, growth hacking and outbound marketing. Go ahead and check that out. And yeah, let's keep in touch. So thanks again, Nolan, for the time and the words and the wisdom. And let's catch up for another episode soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alex. And I hope you guys found this to be valuable.
I think so. I think this was a good one. So catch up soon, and let's do another. But have a good rest of the day, rest of the week, and I'll see you online.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, Alex.
Take care.